8:15, Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL. Tom Arida, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here on this Friday morning. Well, next Wednesday night, there is an event coming up sponsored by the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. It is a How to Start Your Business workshop, and joining us to talk more about it is the client manager for the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, Kyle Kelly, joining us this morning. Kyle, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here here this morning. So this is a really cool event coming up next week. And, you know, I said, if you've been thinking about starting a business, even if you haven't thought about this, maybe this would give somebody some ideas even, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of the aim and the purpose of the whole event or workshop is to get people who've been thinking about starting a business or have always wanted to start a business. Maybe they're already in business, kind of doing some online selling and want to venture out and try and figure out how to expand the business. It's really just tying those people into resources, letting them know that we're here. Largely, a lot of the resources that we have here in town and in our area are free for people, and they just don't know how to access those resources, and that's kind of what our purpose is.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, I think people sometimes don't realize they have an idea for a product or whatever. Well, there's a whole lot that goes into actually getting that started as a business. But as you said, there are a lot of resources around here, including your office, that can help them out, the chamber and all kind of organizations to help them out, to kind of help lead them in the right direction or contact them with the right people they need to get in touch with.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, we try and do the best that we can to help the customer not only get to market as fast as possible, but we want to make sure that they get all the regulatory issues and things like that covered before they start spending money on anything or going and spending big money on consultants and things like that. We can kind of help navigate those waters to at least mitigate a lot of their costs up front.
Being a consultant is such a great scam.
Yeah, right?
Isn't it? Well, so the workshop is coming up next Wednesday, How to Start Your Business, and that, again, sponsored by the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. Give us the details on the workshop itself.
Yeah, what we're going to do is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at right above the downtown YMCA in our offices there. That's where we're going to have it. We've actually turned this into a quarterly workshop now. We've done it four times now. We've done it twice a year since I've started there. This is my third year now. And we've actually had a enough demand of people wanting to get into this class and workshop with all the resources that are there. And what we're going to do is start doing it quarterly now so that we can kind of service more people. But we do work pretty closely with the Small Business Development Center. Jim Boyd down there at Western Illinois University, he does a great job at kind of putting on the class, putting the nuts and bolts in there, and given a good broad spectrum of kind of the things that you can expect. And something that we're doing a little different this time is that we've actually invited Corey Finneran from Transition Curriculum here in Galesburg out to kind of let us kind of tell everyone here at the workshop his entrepreneurial successes, kind of the things, just kind of the guidelines for starting up and how he's had experience here in Galesburg starting a business. That's a good thing. And we're also going to feed people. We're going to have Buenos Aires. They're actually going to help us out with some of the coffee and things like that to keep people engaged there for that 2 hours.
So. You know, great news, something you mentioned at the beginning of that is the demand. That is really cool that there is such a demand that you need to do it more often.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of naysayers that say that, you know, the negative aspects of Galesburg and things, but what we're seeing on the other side of the table, and you've heard Ken talk about it, I mean, there's a groundswell of positivity here in town. People wanting to go out, and they're starting to see the opportunity opposed to the negativity. So, okay, we don't have a Toys R Us. I'm going to start my own toy store. How do I do that? And that's kind of the folks we're looking for.
Yeah, and the thing is, and people will say, every time there's a new business, and this is such a social media thing for the most part, the negativity is, oh, gee, another this, oh, minimum wage jobs, this and that. You know what? Every business, whether it's a small local business or a big national or worldwide corporation, no matter if people are only making so much, guess what? Number one, some people want to work those jobs because they need the money. Two, those people are spending money in Galesburg. That company's spending money here. Tax base, tax revenue, you know, we got to upkeep parks, streets, and everything. It all helps the community no matter what size.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. And it's nice because we actually get to field a lot of the big national credit tenants or what they're called. And we've got a lot of activity in our office with those folks looking for ground to build things. So we're kind of in a nice boon right now in our retail development that we're busy. We're just busy.
That is a good thing. Kyle Kelly joining us. He's the client manager for the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. He's the one that keeps Ken Springer hopping and keeps him straight, right?
Yeah, right. Something like that.
Coming up again next Wednesday, and it'll be at your location just above the downtown YMCA, how to start your business workshop. And again, it's so cool that there's so much demand that more people want to come. So what, kind of talk about, give an idea of some of the things, somebody might not know about that they're going to learn.
Well, a lot of the number one thing that people don't know is how to actually start your business, what that even means. And that could be something as simple as a sole proprietorship needing to just go over to Scott Erickson's office at the courthouse and filling out a simple form, and there's a fee associated with it. But a lot of people don't even know that that's something that they have to do. And that's kind of step one. Like, now you're a business. Now you're going to get some of the free advertising because they have to run that in the newspaper and things like that. And just allowing them to get over that first hurdle. And a lot of people that I get to work with are extremely motivated to get going, but they're in their own way also at the same time. So it's nice when I can act as that third party and be like, you've got everything you need. You just need to go. And that's what I like to do. That's my favorite part of the job.
Well, I watch Shark Tank a lot, and I see sometimes an entrepreneur will come on and they will say to them, this is a product. It's not a business.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you probably see a lot of that.
Yeah, we do see a lot of that. I always like to use the term solopreneur. I have a lot of people that want to start their business, and the only purpose is so that they have a job, which, they're important too. We also look for the more commercial size businesses, stuff that can scale up. And those are your big employers that kind of turn into the big manufacturers and things like that everyone always wants to have.
Yeah. Well, and you never know with one of these small entrepreneurs or the solopreneur, whatever, mm-hmm. if they have an idea, you never know how big it could get.
That's right. And without having that third party, whether it's the partnership, the chamber, or somebody like that, kind of looking at it from an overview perspective, they may be a great business for themselves online, but they've never ventured like, okay, well, we can actually export this to other countries, and these are high demand products for other places in the world.
Yeah, it's really it's a tough thing to understand, except for people who have been in business that understand that whole side of it, and maybe even somebody who's gone to school and majored in business and entrepreneurship and that. It's still, until you get into it, you don't really know. And I guess the big thing that most of us, I shouldn't say ignorant about, but don't necessarily know about, are the resources here.
Right. Yeah, we do partner with the Small Business Development Center, the Galesburg Chamber here. We have a number of different resources that are largely free to folks. They just, and that's the point of this workshop, is to actually have them access these resources directly. And that's kind of what our aim is to do.
Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development hosting the How to Start Your Business Workshop next Wednesday. Kyle Kelly is the client manager for the partnership, joining us here this morning on Galesburg's Morning News. It's really such a neat thing. You mentioned the negativity earlier, and it's so funny. And again, such a social media thing. I don't know why I bother reading, but the people not knowing about business and how business works, and it's always, for instance, with the possibility of a second Burger King, why can't they, or why can't we get a this or that? And it's like, well, maybe you should put the money in and buy the franchise then.
Absolutely.
It's just the mentality of it just kind of cracks me up.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
It's just not like, okay, the partnership or the mayor or city council just done goes, hey, Olive Garden, come here and open here. It doesn't work like that.
It definitely doesn't work that way. It does not.
At all. And you guys see firsthand, obviously, how it works and talking with different types of businesses. I know you can never say, people also don't understand, it's like, well, what do they do? Who are they bringing? Well, you can't say, because a lot of these corporations, it is, what, big or small, everything is kept so secret because of everything from bids for construction and everything that they don't want somebody to know and come in and undercut them on land or they it's got to be secret. You can't let that word out because that could stop somebody from coming here.
Absolutely. One of the biggest things that we have to deal with here in economic development is the NDAs, and a lot of that handcuffs us to go to the media and be like, hey, we have company X is, they're ready to go. And it sometimes it gets hard when you do see those social media things, especially coming from my perspective. It's like, ah, geez, like they are interested. I want to tell you so bad, but you know, that's just a part of the process. And that's some stuff that, you know, we have to deal with. And a lot of people aren't going to understand it. I didn't understand it until I started this job either. So,
and now seeing it firsthand, I'm guessing it can get really frustrating at times.
Absolutely. Yeah, it does get frustrating, but I'm a lifelong resident here, and just knowing and being a part of kind of that groundswell of positivity that's happening, that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Yep, that is a good thing. We just need to stay away from social media, I guess.
I think so.
that will help. Kyle Kelly is the client manager for the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. Again, the workshop coming up, How to Start Your Business. Give us the details again next Wednesday night.
Next Wednesday night, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We usually try and get folks out of there probably at 7:30 hour or so. It is going to be at 200 East Main, downtown YMCA, the second floor there. We're going to have Buenos Aires going to feed us and keep us hydrated. Small Business Development Center is going to put on some the actual workshop itself with the nuts and bolts portion, and we've invited Corey Finneran out to discuss kind of his entrepreneurial process in Galesburg.
Music by Ken Springer, by chance?
I hope so.
That would be great. Kyle, anything else we need to know about?
No, I think that's pretty much all the details there. I do kind of just want to put out there that a lot of my passion and motivation that comes from this. I started my first business here in Galesburg when I was 13 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Me and my best friend, we started Real Music Productions, and that's still a business that's operating and running today. It's just that type of passion that I've always had for entrepreneurship. It's sometimes hard to convey until I get someone one-on-one with me and I'm talking with them and really trying to push them through that wall to get them started. And
absolutely.
That's what I like to do.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like for this workshop in particular, for you that has that idea, whether it's a product now or an idea for a product, okay, what next? I have this idea, what next? And those are kind of questions that will be answered.
Absolutely, they will.
All right. Kyle, thanks so much for what you're doing in the community. Appreciate you taking some time this morning.
Thank you so much.